This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Tomorrow's pretty much the biggest day on this week's economic calendar. We'll get a number for first-time claims for unemployment benefits at 8:30 East Coast time. And remember, this is the indicator that's been giving us the best insight into how bad this recession is going to be. 17 million Americans have lost their jobs in just the past couple of weeks. Best guesses are tomorrow's number is going to add another 5 million or so to that. State unemployment websites and phone lines are, of course, jammed as all those people try to get benefits, including, by the way, an extra $600 a week from the federal government. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, a lot of people who aren't working because of the pandemic still can't get unemployment.
Meet Carol Norman.
I live in White House, Tennessee, and I am 77 years old.
That's just outside Nashville, where Norman has worked as a seamstress, making $15.50 an hour sewing uniforms. Now, her factory is considered essential, so even though the city of Nashville ordered most businesses to close, it didn't. But that worried her family. Colby Woodis is her grandson.
We were all trying to put some pressure on her to stay home. You know, she's from that generation that is very committed to work, and she's the hardest working person I know.
They finally convinced her to ask for a leave of absence. Her company paid part of her salary for the first 2 weeks, but she isn't sure that'll continue.
They say that I'm not eligible for unemployment because they are not shut down. I'm not actually laid off. I just took a personal leave.
Under the new federal pandemic unemployment program, you aren't eligible if you quit or take a leave to protect your own or a family member's health unless you have a COVID-19 diagnosis or a doctor's note. Gig workers and the self-employed are also supposed to be eligible. But Martin DeHaan isn't sure he is. He's finishing his senior year at Florida State University from home. He used to tutor physics 20 hours a week at $30 an hour. Then school went online and...
all of my tutoring sessions have canceled. And as a student working privately, like, I find it very difficult to file for unemployment because I don't have an employer.
Then there's the case of 52-year-old Brian Forrester of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He almost gave up on finishing his online unemployment application when he saw the warning that misstating facts could lead to a substantial penalty.
I know under the old system, you know, before COVID system, that I didn't qualify.
That's because his last job was doing seasonal deliveries for UPS, and he left that job voluntarily. Then he got a job offer to be a field worker for the U.S. Census, which he accepted, only that's now been put on hold.
And so I'm kind of out of a job. I can work. I want to work. And I have a job technically, but not technically because we haven't officially started yet.
Forrester doesn't know if he's been approved for unemployment benefits or not. He's just heard that the census won't start until at least June. He says it's all very worrisome. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.